Joshua also did not ask Moses if he could choose. Moses went and asked Joshua to choose. Joshua had made a choice to spend time with an older brother. And as young people, we need to do that. As older brethren, we also need to be aware of what younger brethren and sisters are capable of doing. And when we see some things that they can do, we need to encourage them to do that. It was mentioned, how did Joshua feel being on the front line as Moses was up on the mountain? Sometimes you and I might feel like we're on the front line all alone. But Moses, being a picture of God, was overlooking everything, and he was there. And we need to recognize that though we may be facing the enemy face to face with our own eyes and our own lives, God is watching, and God is with us. So let's not be discouraged, but let's look out to encourage one another. Younger ones, don't shy away from hanging out with the older ones. Older ones, don't shy away from committing to younger ones, because we won't be here forever.
At that point, I wanted to just emphasize a couple of verbs, pronouns that are used. Choose us. Choose us. There was this idea, there was this present understanding of the collective identity as the people of God. We live in a culture and a society that emphasizes the individual. And so we get lost in what I am doing and what I think the Lord is calling me to do, and we forget that there's an us connected with it. There's really three principles that are, you know, in this passage. It's Moses, it's Joshua, but it's the Lord. And if you notice this point in verse 14, it was mentioned about being in the school of God and learning of God's sovereignty and his power in deliverance from Egypt, providing in the wilderness. One of the keys that Moses was able to do or did as a mentor to Joshua, and I'll use that modern term for our young people, mentor, you know, we have that word. In order for him to really mentor Joshua, he had to realize that Joshua was part of God's plan. And God gives him some instruction to say, you know, record this victory, record this event, because it's going to be something that's going to be a part of what I'm doing in Joshua's life. Very often we have our agenda, and it's very helpful to be adjusted to see the Lord's agenda and how he uses all different kinds of people, young and old. And we must always keep in mind not to create people or to create or mentor people after our image and what we want them to be like. But we want them to be what the Lord wants them to be.
There's a need on the part of Joshua and those he was leading to have perseverance, because it didn't always go well in this battle. Sometimes they prevailed, and sometimes Amalek prevailed. And I think that's the way it is in our lives. We have to be honest. How many here have had a perfect record since they were saved by grace? None of us. We've all had times of failure when the flesh seemed to be prevailing, and we had to bow our heads in shame before the Lord and admit and confess. But I think it's beautiful to see. It reminds me of Hebrews. I think the book of Hebrews emphasizes this truth a lot, the need for perseverance. And it says in chapter 12, not to consider Joshua the man on earth, but it says, consider him, the Lord Jesus, that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. For ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Well, Joshua almost had to. And maybe there was some bruises and some difficulties in that battle, but he persevered. Whether Moses' hands are up or they down, he had to keep fighting. And I think this is the way it is with us in this battle, with the reality of the flesh. We have to keep fighting. Whether it seems to be going well or seems to be trouble, we need to keep persevering.
I was just going to say, it was mentioned how Moses was going to go to the top of the mountain. And I was just, we didn't really mention much about the rod of God, because I think that's an important aspect here. It's when the rod of God is mentioned that Joshua immediately is able to go forth. It says in 10, so Joshua did as Moses had said. the rod of God was something that we remember when Moses was first speaking to God. And Moses said, what if the people don't believe me when I go to Pharaoh? What if they don't believe that you are with me? And he said, what is in your hand? And Moses said, the rod. And the rod, no doubt, was certainly the presence of God with Moses. And here, Joshua felt the same thing. He may not have seen the rod being used with all the miracles in front of Pharaoh. Maybe he did. But he at least, no doubt, saw the rod being used to part the waters. And so again, I think it was the presence, the confidence, not just the fact that Moses is going to be on the top, but the fact that the rod of God, which first just started to be a rod, but now was the rod of God, which simplified the presence of God, not just with Moses, but now also with Joshua. And it was that confidence that the presence of God is with me. Moses said, if your presence doesn't go with us, do not carry us up hence. But he had confidence that the presence of God was going to be with him, and therefore he can go forth in battle.
Very good thoughts. Just to sum up this portion, because we should move on now, and there might be one more comment. But you see at the end the comments that the Lord says to Moses, as we've already commented on. And we recognize that the victory in this battle, who gets the glory? Who gets the glory when there's victory? It's the Lord. He is the one. And this altar is named after him, Jehovah Nissi. And the Lord is our banner. He is the one that deserves all the glory. You and I, whenever we see blessing, whenever we see a victory in our life or in the life of another, shouldn't this spur on worship? Shouldn't this spur us on to give God the glory? And that's a lesson that Joshua gained from winning this victory, and also to see that he overcame with the rod of God on the mountain, the intercession of Moses, the high priesthood of Aaron and Hur, speaking of God's righteousness. He overcame with the sword, we read in verse 13, the edge of the sword, the word of God. But he couldn't overcome this enemy in his natural ability. And that's another lesson we have to learn while we're young. To overcome, we need the Lord. And even in our personal internal battles with our own flesh, we'll never overcome this flesh in our own strength. It has to be with the power of God. And so we should just move on. I know there's probably, we could say a lot more on that passage. But we were talking in Exodus 24, where we see Moses leaving to go up to the mount. He had received the Ten Commandments, but now he's going to receive much, much more. And he was going to receive instructions about the tabernacle system and the priesthood, that God was going to give beautiful instructions. And he was going to go up in the mount, spend 40 days there. And Joshua was alongside him in verse 13 of chapter 24. And Moses rose up and ministered his servant, Joshua. Joshua is called a servant here. What a wonderful thing to be, and be as a young man, a servant. May we all be servants. But we had captioned this section as waiting. And the reason we say that is because at the beginning of the chapter in verse 24, verse 2, Moses alone shall come near the Lord. So although Joshua left the other 70 and accompanied Moses to the mount, he didn't go all the way up the mount, evidently. Only Moses was in the presence of the Lord. So Joshua had to wait. He wasn't waiting where the other 70 were. He was waiting, perhaps, alone, the same amount of time. And, you know, waiting is a tough lesson to experience. We want things right away. We want our answered prayers yesterday. We want things to be, the prayer to be answered the way we want it to be answered. And God often says, wait, wait, wait. And what a lesson to have to wait 40 days. We don't hear of Joshua participating in any of the sin that followed while Moses was up on the mount. So he is waiting for Moses. He's waiting to hear from the Lord. Perhaps some others could add comments about that. And